Me and all my niggas doing well, dawg. You not from the city, I can tell, dawg.
Never on schedule, but always on time. This is the Around the Way podcast, and I'm your host, Hayden Steele. And I'm here with my lovely co-host, Frankie, baby. And I got my homegirl, Angel, in here with us today. And we just came back from vacation. And all I got to say is the ladies are in rare form. And we just went through a bunch of memories, just having a good time. And it just feels good to get back in the spot and get back to recording after taking so much time off. So sit back, enjoy, and understand when you ask women what they find attractive in men, it will become complete pervert.
I don't need no pill to speak my mind. I don't need that. I make people pay me for my time. Yeah, I need that. And I see your girl like all the time, no. I can't tell you if she's yours or mine, but I do know.
I'm not ready. Hold on. Wait.
How much y'all into top 5 MILFs that I wanted to keep it even for us so that y'all could just say y'all whatever.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we already recording. I've been started recording. I recorded it like even before eight times. So first thing I would like to say is top 5 MILFs for me would be Amber Rose. Number one is Sherry Shepherd, because it's Sherry Shepherd. But then Amber Rose. Really wish Megan Good had some kids, but I can't put it on this list. So, I am going to go with Alicia Keys because I didn't remember that one. Kerry Washington got kids, right? Kerry Washington. And
I wasn't counting.
That's four. And the last one for me, I would absolutely, positively have to say, and I'm using all these words while I think. I would say it would have to be this truth on that. I don't know. I guess I got five.
I guess I don't like too much on that. Five is hard too.
Because I don't want to leave nobody out. But I guess five is too many for me. No, I'm not a player. I just crush it.
It's hard because I'm still.
It was hard because you just kept thinking of too many names.
To me, I don't feel like we have a whole lot of selection.
And I'm so helpful. I'm such a feminist, right? That I was helping y'all for a second, then I realized what y'all was doing. Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck y'all so excited for?
Yeah, so mine so far.
You're a special type of hater.
People may judge me. A little bit for my list.
I judged you for all your options.
But I don't care. So number one, who is always, always gonna be at the top of my list, Chris Brown will forever be at the top of my list because he can dance all night.
That's it. Yeah. All night. All nigga know how to do is crump.
No, that ain't it. That man he is just genius. His music is amazing. He can dance. He can play basketball. He can draw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he can fuck. His penis leaked. So I'm just saying. It was nice to look at. Just saying.
That's why he got the number one spot, huh?
He had it. I'm not exaggerating when I say. When he first came out, because you know them little magazines used to always talk about people before they actually came out. Word Up magazine. It was like, you know, it was like, I think it was Word Up, but it was like he was in a magazine. Like nobody knew who he was. Yo hadn't came out yet, or Run It, or whatever. Run It was his first song. Nothing had came out yet. And they was talking about this up and coming. I'm like, he look good. I'm going to like him. Whatever he do, I'm going to like him. Had no clue this was gonna be Chris Brown. You know what I mean?
He was just breezy.
He wasn't breezy. Chris Brown. He was like really like Chris Brown. Like who the fuck is
not breezy at all?
Right. He was like really. He was really like a Christopher Brown.
All right, then
Chris Brown and then Morris Chestnut, just because he is just a gorgeous chocolate man. Oh my god. Okay. Boris Kojo because that man is just a hell of a specimen, right? This last one. But you know, I just thought about somebody else that can. Okay, I got my five because Shamar Moore. But he gotta be Derrick though, like from
because Shamar Moore weak.
Yeah, he gotta be Chris. Yes, oh, Derrick Morgan. Shamar Moore. He gotta be Derrick Morgan. He can't be himself.
He gotta be jump on stage at Matt Wright comedy show. Shamar Moore.
Right. Yeah, he gotta be Derrick Morgan. Like specifically.
Or he gotta be the nigga from the Young and Restless when he was on the soap before Criminal Minds.
No, I want Derrick Morgan. I want Derrick Morgan. He gotta be Derrick Morgan. He can't be nobody else. He gotta be a character at all times. And then my last one, y'all probably gonna judge me, but I don't give a fuck. This man look like he will fuck your eyebrows off of your face. Kevin Gates. I will fuck the hell out of that man.
He will. Say it again. Tell him what you like. What he say.
He crazy. Like, I like the way he say booty. I want her to eat my booty.
Again.
Booty.
Being around women too fucking much. I just hear y'all say all the shit that y'all think not supposed to. I like the way he say booty.
Yes. I don't know. It's something about the way he say it. But yeah, like I just want him to dance. Like when they was, remember they was circulating that video and he was like doing that dick all in your stomach.
That's
like, I
remember.
Yes, yeah, it was when he was on Carisha Please. But no, they got a video of him circulating.
He played it over and over on the show.
Yes,
she was like,
he said. Smack your ass, pull your hair, bitch, you better not run. Like, what? And put dick in the stomach, too? I want some of that. I need some of that. Sure do. And he said, I'm putting dick on in your stomach, bitch, you better not do no running. What?
I thought women don't like when you talk like that. Like, if you, like, you know, I thought it was like you ain't fucking talking.
No, talking.
You either can or you can't.
Exactly. You better be out of
If you think you might can't, then you can't. If you know you
but
can't.
But he looked like he can back it up, though.
He know he can't.
I'm Which pretty one, sure. Kevin Gates or
Kevin Gates.
All right.
Or what? I don't know who the fuck, whoever was on that stage, somebody was putting dick on the stomach. And he was such hair. And he was like, you should have.
That nigga was
whoever he was. Whoever was. No, because the way he said it, like he started off kind of, I'm gonna put dick on in his stomach. Dick on in his stomach, bitch. Then that nigga went crazy. I'm gonna put dick on his bitch. I'm smacking hair, pulling. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I wanted some of that.
All right.
Yeah, all that energy. I needed that. Whew. Yeah, that just got me. I'm telling you, he started off like, got me a little excited.
What about yours?
Yeah.
Thank you, Wally.
Chris Brown.
You gotta be on there. Why not?
Top five, though?
Right, of course. Like,
it's hard to pick top five.
Not for me. It ain't a whole lot to pick from, for real. We got some ugly ass rappers and shit.
Well, ain't gonna be rappers. Be whoever.
Oh no, I said most of mine were actors.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about number five.
And no other, like Chris Brown is number one, but the other four are not gonna be in like where it's just tied for two.
All right.
Because I'm not picking.
I'm gonna name this shit Breezy over everything.
Options.
Real shit. Is there any other option than Chris Brown for real?
That is a specimen.
I'm gonna have to keep thinking about it, but Tyler Lefty is definitely up there.
Oh, okay. Quiet Drake. All right, I feel you.
Well, real Drake's not gonna be on there. Mm-hmm.
One of them were
he seemed like he'd cry after sex.
look annoying as fuck. Like, I just don't want to be around him. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna keep thinking about him, but that's two of them.
Okay, we gonna come back to
if Sherry Shepherd ever see this, I just want her to know that I just appreciate you as a woman.
She will
and I appreciate y'all. Wow, she is number one. Sherry Shepherd is a whole ass woman, brother. You hear her talk. You see her? Did you ever see Sherry Shepherd workout video?
It's not a thing. I was.
She be working out, bro. Sherry Shepherd is a beautiful woman, bro. She is somebody, mama.
Well, if and I respect her, ever she hear this, born. I would love to have some dick in my stomach.
And Sherry Shepherd, I would just love to have dinner with you and talk to you because I'm married.
There you go.
Well, I ain't. So.
Okay. All right. What else is on the board? Because I really can't see over.
Okay.
Single? Oh, yeah. Single option. So my thing about single option is, for one, I want to get the thing I want to talk about out the way real quick, right? Because I'm not single. So how do y'all feel about, one, friends with benefits? And, like, do you feel like it's a time when, like, you should, like, at age where, like, friends with benefits no longer is, like, a thing?
I feel like friends, me personally, I feel like friends with benefits is okay if you're not ready for a relationship. But that other person need to be aware that this is all it is. Mm-hmm. If you can get it off, then it's okay. But nine times out of ten, if it's a lot of time spent mm-hmm. between that, then their feelings gonna get evolved. So it just you gotta just be on some literally like I ain't trying to get to know you. I'm just coming in. We fucking like.
But that ain't your friend if I ain't getting right, trying to get friends, to know your friends with benefits. It's your friend well, that you agreed to.
If time is like, spending, you know you're going to catch feelings, period.
I mean, I
was y'all like, already friends?
When I was...
ain't never fucked a friend.
When I was single, right, I had friends with benefits, for sure. And I can say that, like, sometimes things would get twisted. And then that's when, like, sometimes you can either lose a friend or y'all got to, like, reestablish your friendship. And be like, you can't be having sex. Like, we gotta be friends because this shit could get messy. Like, y'all gotta be one mature enough to have that conversation. Good enough friends to be able to like, yeah, this ain't that. Feel me? That's how I feel about it. Like, y'all gotta be able to have that conversation as friends. Like, friends first, sex is just because like we're in the same place, same time. All right. You know what I mean? Like, that's what friends with benefits is to me. Like, when I was single, my friends with benefits would be like, we just went out, kicked together, we here together. Let's just have sex together. Why we gotta have sex? Here, like we friends. Fuck. That's what friends will be. My friends will benefit one no date, one no like less like slumber party. It was like, hey, I want to have sex. I trust you. You my friend. Let's have sex. We safe together. You feel me? That's what my friends will benefit was. Opposite. It was having sex with somebody I trusted. We was cool. Like we might go out and hang out. We'd be in the same place at the same time. So we'd be like, why not? But like, it was never like. We didn't substitute that shit for like a date or like one of my friends that I had friends, we went out together, like as not a couple, but like we went to the same place, same time, and we was together, like I paid. But like we didn't even think of it as a date. It was like, why wouldn't I pay? You know what I mean? So I feel like it's a maturity level to that. And we're still friends to this day, we're cool as fuck. And there's no like feel a way either way about it. Like, she's happy for me in my relationship. I'm happy for her and everything she's doing in her life, too. But, like, that's just a maturity. And I think, like, at a certain point, to me, for some people, maybe, I think it's an age where it's like, all right, friends with benefits don't benefit my friends are close. Like, I feel like I'm almost, like, that's where I'm at. Like, God, why would I need that? Like, why would you even need that at a certain point? It's like, you know what I mean?
What I would consider or what my friend would, because like I knew this person over like a span of like 9 years and we like, it was like no conversation outside of what you doing tonight. you know.
Like, and y'all was fucking for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because friends, you can kick it. Like, I can still call that friend and be like, hey, let's hang out. We could hang out. Even like, when I was single, we would hang out. But, like, and we didn't have to have sex. We could hang out because that's my friend still. Like, we still just friends.
Oh, you know, I thought that was a fuck buddy.
Then maybe you had a fuck buddy, but like I'm saying, like friends with benefits. Sorry, just friend.
Ain't that the same thing?
No. A fuck buddy is, hey, call it. I'm gonna come hit this little shit.
Oh.
I know I get it. I'm gonna.
Oh no, well maybe we don't have friends with benefits.
Oh. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think of like, are you too old for benefits?
I mean, clearly I've never had one. I thought that's what that was. Because I had a few of those.
Oh, you had niggas. You had niggas on tap. You had niggas on tap. You were just like, you called niggas like, hey, nigga, I need you to come do your one too.
Honestly, I never called anybody. They would just call me, and if I was available, I'd be like, or if not, no. I don't know. Maybe I was the.
You got the magic stick.
The jump off or whatever. I ain't give a fuck. I was just fucking at the time. But really, when I was that age, I just really just didn't care. Like, because I just felt like nobody was really taking nothing serious.
It was.
And yeah. If I felt like I wanted that person in my life, I would have did what was necessary to keep them there. But I dated a few, like, I dated, you know, the white guy we always tried.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was, you know, I dated him like off and on for 2 years.
He was kind of cool, though.
He was cool.
He wanted more shit than you did, but he was kind of cool.
But he wanted it the way he wanted it. Yeah. Like, he didn't want me to, like, be involved in none of his, like, life for real. But he wanted me.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be involved in my life for real, but he just wanted me. Like, it was just so weird. Yeah. Like, he didn't want to mix our lives, but he just wanted us to.
I just heard some shit about that on this, like, thing. I enjoyed listening. I think that's just like real. That don't mean I'm listening all the time, but I enjoy perspective, right? So they were talking about relationships going wide, not deep. How you can spend a lot of time with a person, get to know all this stuff about them, their hopes and their dreams and fears, and you know what they want to do and all this stuff with each other, and then never go this way and learn about your friends and your family and shit. Like, so you can spend time with a person, years with a person, either. Getting to know him to the core, but never know who they are around all the people who are, like, in their life and shit. And like, exactly. That's how some, and people get you like that, and then you will wind up in a relationship with a motherfucker that you don't even know.
We don't
one
know.
Day you'll be like,
what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
who is this person? But yeah, it was different with my ex though. Like, when I moved to New Orleans, like, I kind of clung to his family and kind of left him.
Like, I fucked with y'all.
I fucked with his family real strong, like, to the point where, like, shit, they came to my birthday a couple of years ago, the 2000s.
Oh, shit. Yes.
His sister surprised me and showed up at my party. Like, yeah, oh, like, man. they fuck with me, I fuck with them. Like, I'm still part of the family. Like, his mama had, like, accidentally FaceTimed me on Instagram. She like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but, I was trying to show my sister your dog. Like, they still talk about me. You know, like, I feel, yeah, like, relevant in conversation. I know.
I'm cool, baby. I fuck with you.
I fuck with their person. Family. Yeah. I really do. I need to get back down there to visit.
What do you think about friends with benefits, right?
I think you got to be real mature to do that shit. And I think that most of us, including myself, we're not mature enough to do that shit at the peak of the time where everybody is trying to do that shit.
Yeah,
well, like, now I feel like I'm not too old for it, but it's just, it's not something that I'm interested in. Like, once I like you, I love you. So once I'm in there, I'm like, I don't want to do that shit. I'm not setting myself up for none of that shit. So yeah. Friends with benefits don't work for me.
Yeah.
But at the time when I thought I could do that shit,
you just
it still you was that. Not yeah. it for me. Because I wasn't mature enough to have the conversations that I need to have to establish the boundaries that needed to be set.
Yeah.
I know that now. Then, oh, you fine. It's cool. But yeah, friends with benefits is like, it takes a special level of maturity, and a lot of people don't have it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do it now. I know I can't do it now. I'm ready for a damn husband and kids.
Yeah. That's why I feel like at a certain point, it just get past that. it's like I can't be investing like
some people are in that life forever. Like, yeah.
Some people will though. Some people feel like they can. Some people like unavailable like that. So they can't. And that's just who they are.
Some people are going to be baby daddy number 5, 6, and 7. Baby mama number 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. Living a life like that.
Hey, because people be out here.
And that's another thing. It's like, yeah, you like, you it's just, it's so much. Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah, I had to stop.
Which is why people it's like, I know for now. A fact it's not for me.
Yeah, people are way too
I used to be a fucking horn dog. I know I was. I did. And like,
but society is horny now. This is the difference. Like, you were horny, right? The world is horny now. Everywhere you that go, people everywhere. Horny. Like they said, like they use sex to sell sandwiches. Remember when you just used to use sex to sell like cars, like events? No, now no. They use sex to sell a sandwich, a smoothie, a gym, anything, bro. They use sex to sell a necklace, like anything, bro. Like it's like, it's just wiring people's brain to just be horny all the time. And it's not that deep. That's why people out here just like, you know. People fucking holes in the wall now, bro. It's crazy.
I know, it's crazy.
Like, access that people got to the internet to see the shit and look up the weird ass shit.
I know, and porn is a horrible issue. Like, cause
you gotta be able to recognize what's real and what's not.
But if all you've been fed for your formative understanding is just a fake shit, yeah. Like we are literally at the part like you can see the difference in where. The line meets of how we grew up and how other people grew up because we grew up before people started doing everything on the internet for a show. Yeah. Right. Scripting all that shit like just for people like, to see. Hey, like we just used to be out here living life because we was outside.
Yeah.
Now you got a group of kids who was in the house watching niggas act like they was outside. And they seeing that shit that was fed to them and it's just trickle down effect.
And that shit is sick.
This, I know, like every generation be like this generation, but like
maybe they be telling the truth. Shit.
Now I see it. Yeah. Like now that we can actually see some shit under us.
Hey, can we old?
But now I get it now. Like now. But that shit be so hard though.
I told him to keep looking out the fucking window. I don't know how we got here, but yeah.
I know.
People are fucked.
Our conversation just be hard. So what's next?
I know. Okay. I was going to ask you how y'all feel about online dating. I know y'all both ain't on that shit at all.
No. You can't do it.
Wait. I do have one question about online dating. Have y'all heard of Raya?
No.
It is an app for... affluent people by affluent
using the word money.
Yes. So thank you for making sure I used
it. It was affluent, you said right.
You never know.
You said right.
So they say I've been trying the word.
Excavator.
Yeah.
It's like this situation.
Like half calendar. So how would y'all feel about joining that?
First of all, I'm gonna be lying when I get on there.
Who cares?
But so I'm already starting off winning because what the fuck? Yeah. But no, I
feel like me on my being at that caliber, they don't be looking for women to have me.
One, if you're attractive, you can lie. If you're a woman, you're attractive, you can lie. That doesn't really matter. One, a motherfucker would know you lied and be like, okay, you're pretty. So what?
But keep even lying. You don't even gotta lie. Like you can tell the truth. They don't
lie. Don't care about that piece?
Exactly. They don't give a fuck. Baby,
can you come with me here?
Right.
Come out in them too.
I think everybody a creep, so that's why I think
most people is creep.
My bar, if you're a creep and I know you, I know you're a creep.
That's the only thing
I don't know you, then it's like, what the fuck can't you do?
Be a creep with some money. Make them
yours. This man cussed me out because I was speaking to him, talking to him, then I was just like, I'm not interested.
I get you out to work.
Yeah, I told the man I wasn't interested, and he cussed me out.
At least he ain't hit the brick like that one.
We was gonna talk about it, but we decided not to because we all just agreed the same thing. It's fucked up,
right?
That don't like protect black women.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so what you saying? He yelled at you?
Oh, no, he just cussed me out on text. We were text. We was on, I told, because he asked me if I wanted to go out, and I told him I wasn't interested because the conversation was weird.
You said that specifically?
No. I just told him that I wasn't interested. Like, he looked nice, but his conversation was just, you know how, like, they send you, like, six different messages at once? I think that's weird. Yeah. Like, why couldn't you just put everything you wanted to say in one text? And then each one was like more than one thing. So it was like a couple paragraphs. Who the fuck by
paragraphs?
The, you get what I mean? Like, it was like, it wasn't just like a thought. It was like a couple thoughts here, a couple thoughts there. I want to say this. And then now I want you to, like, that's too much.
It's a lot of words.
Every breakdown of your little messages.
It's a lot of words.
It's just too much. And like, I don't want to read through all of that. I don't want to, like, I don't feel like,
so
I don't want to feel like I have.
Like in person? Yeah, but y'all rather like meet someone like, hey, face to face.
Yeah.
Like somebody come up to you.
Definitely.
How about you?
I would rather that, but I also struggle with that.
Is it like a nervous thing or is it like a people thing? Like, why are you here? Or is it like, are you here? What's next?
It's a both thing. One, people. Two. I'm pretty fucking rocky now. Everybody, I don't know, right? I mean, yeah, that's fine, but I'm not everybody. I mean, so I gotta deal with how I feel. Yeah, you are. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know, I'm good. I am a hot girl black woman, so it's like, yeah, Insecure was the best thing to happen. Yeah, I just binge watched it.
Literally.
I still didn't watch the last
season. I've been trying not to say things out loud, y'all, but like you never know when it's the right time to say it. I just want y'all to know that all of
the this half the stuff all of is probably never the right time to
but
say.
But all of the stuff I'll be saying, I'll be trying to be supportive. Y'all,
the way he comes out is never. I'm
like, why y'all said?
Now you said that you a different type of awkward. Because like, that's not
what does that mean at all.
No, it's
and
not.
You don't understand.
That's your unique. Saying.
Why couldn't you just
say that? That is support. Not a different
it's like
type
when
of
people
awkward.
Say that I be doing shit and I be acting like I don't know what I be doing, but I be knowing exactly what I be doing. And I
you're
just be laughing when they be
awkward.
Telling me that I just be doing shit. That's exactly what you be doing. He'd be like, well, I don't know what was wrong with that.
So what's your
eyes? Because I know what he said to you that one day that he should have never said to you that he thought was a compliment. But when he called you,
what, my grandmama titties? Big mama titties.
Big mama titties.
I know.
And that's absolutely not a compliment. Saying
in
it that
way.
Way
shape, or form. I don't know.
Saying it that way is absolutely not a compliment.
I don't know.
When we were on the cruise, we
everybody
were at the
loved
beach.
Big mama.
I take my shorts off. This nigga behind me walking to the bus and release the cheeks. Not a compliment.
How?
Not a compliment.
Well, because a lot of, like, I don't know. I can't
and I'm not
that,
I'm not ashamed of my butt at all. Like, it's, I know my ass is fine.
How girl suck.
But it's not the way you
I was trying to hype
yeah,
you up.
That's too much.
You could have just said, whoa, whoa. You could have just did the thing. You could have made noise. Because it's you. You can make the noise. The stranger can't make the noise.
See, you just too many rules.
Yeah, because you just bringing on more attention from people. Like, they already looking, but now they really about to be looking.
There was seven people. We was four of them. Maybe five. What you mean?
I'm not even worried. It's not about the people around that specifically. It's just the fact that there's some things just find different. Like,
use my
you grew up around so many women, like you say. Yet you just don't know how to say.
You just don't give a fuck. That's the problem. That is it.
What's all right, I, now I know. Do not say release the chin.
Well,
I guess
that's a
man shit to say to women.
That was so weird.
That's a man shit to say to women.
Yeah, don't right. Say that shit.
Release the chin.
That's like.
What?
Exactly. Why would you? Why would you? And in general, yes, it is funny as fuck, but also
I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm trying to be like, you go, girl.
And if at least you was trying to be funny, it would have made sense.
Oh, you say you go, girl, then. That's what the you
fuck
mean.
I say you go, girl. You get it up. What the fuck did I say
that? Oh, now it's on you. You get to be offended now?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what happened when we tried.
That's why I didn't.
That's why feminism is from Zionists. I tried my best. I tried. But men, when you think about giving a woman a compliment, shut up. Just tip your hat.
No, just tip your hat. Right. And give us a fucking compliment.
You should not be asking Google. Google don't know shit.
No, when you compliment a woman, actually compliment her. The fuck? That's not a compliment.
I do give y'all compliments. I'm just
no, like, even, nice. No,
and I always I say even thank you when
I be slayer
it's an actual compliment.
Somebody told me that, like, I got into an argument with a man online because like, he called me sexy and he said I didn't say thank you. And I said, because I don't think that's a compliment.
Calling a stranger sexy is not a compliment.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. That is not a compliment.
I agree.
You saying that I am fuckable, which is pretty much what sexy means, or, but you don't know nothing about me or you look at the picture.
Yeah, that's
so you already objectifying me without even like not like y'all don't even be knowing that shit. I know. He always scratching his ears because his hair grow on his ears. Another way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't like that word. I hate that fucking word unless you know me.
Strangers.
Yeah. They women always
still objectified.
I mean women always come up to me. That's crazy.
Yeah, what did they call you that thing? Whatever that name
most handsome man.
Damson just was like
I'm just saying, you know.
No.
When they got the juice, they got the juice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I look way better than that man, but like I appreciate
it. He would have been on my top five. Are you kidding me? If he had kids. Are you kidding me? Yeah, right, Brian. I could see a little bit of a resemblance, but nah, she was tripping.
I know, probably better than that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What's next?
Somewhere over there, maybe.
Favorite B&J song? We got to just say one.
Oh.
My favorite Beyonce and Jay-Z song is... I think it's M.O.K., right? Yeah, M.O.K.
No, you said Black Effect.
Oh, yeah, Black song? Effect. Yeah, you know, I'm good on Emily, M.O.K., Boulevard. Yeah, oh, okay. You will never take the nose off my Pharaoh. That's my shit, bro. When she hit that note, that's my shit. I know you're talking to me.
Okay, hold on. I don't know this one.
My song was on the
That's Carters. The Carters. All His Love or some shit.
I don't think I listened to that album.
Oh, that was a good album. It was a good album. It was like
one It really was.
Like, you'll play that every day or something. You're going to always have something to ride with. Shuffle or straight through. No. You sound like Lil Wayne.
It's like, I thought I was going to say it was either Deja Vu or Drunk in Love. And I'm still going with one of them two. But then I was reminded about this. How you like it. That's how I like it. Whatever the fuck name of that song was from her first CD.
Oh,
that was my shit.
My back. You do that. You
that
do.
Was my Hold on.
Shit.
Hold
on. You like my
guests too
much. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's how I like it.
I forgot about that song.
Yeah, I ain't hip to that one. I think, like, we talk about it. And I think, like, it's just like a transitional thing. Like, it just never really stops. It just comes in, like, spurts. Like, you, I ain't gonna say get comfortable, but, like, you get into a space where you operate comfortably. And then it's like, hey, in order to, operate in a new space and get to like the next place I want to be, I have to start making like these certain changes if I want to do like different things, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Where are you at with that right now?
Okay, so I am about to go through this little transition to where I want to bring more color to my life because a lot of my like literally like all my furniture, everything, my decorations, my house, everything is just black. Huh?
Nothing.
What you say?
Nothing.
No, you didn't say something.
No, I did.
What did you say?
No, I don't know. I can't tell.
Because I didn't say anything.
Said something about pictures. You said something.
Anyway, go on.
Whatever. But yeah, so I do. Are you talking about my paintings on the wall?
No, I'm saying like you talk about implementing more color into your life and your wardrobe. No, yes.
So I'm starting with my bathroom. I found a lot of stuff on like Shein and I know. And Amazon and even like Walmart, the cheap things on Walmart. But yeah, so I'm starting. I think I'm gonna like document it, like doing a few reels.
So what are you going with? Are you doing like, you feel like you want to just go with like a burst of color like that you desire, or are you gonna go in some like seasonal type thing?
Right. So in my bathroom, it's like the towel got like a little bit of like hunter green like towel in it. So I'm just kind of play off of that. I bought like some towel sets that I think gonna be really cute, and like some rugs to go with it with the little curtain. And then I bought a different paper towel holder and a different toilet paper holder that I want to put up. I think that'll make me look better. And then because I don't have a lot of storage in my bathroom except my linen closet.
You
I
need to rack joints or separators or something.
I need to really, that's going to be another task. Right now I'm working on just the bathroom. Then I work on my linen closet and get that together and make that look more presentable. Like more organized. That's what I'm trying to declutter my life because I'm like kind of like a pack rat. Like I kind of get it a little bit from my mom. She don't really like to throw stuff away.
I'm turning into one.
And I'm like that. Like I have like shit that I know I don't really use. I don't need. I've never.
But it's mine. That shit is mine. I don't want to
throw it. I don't want to fucking use to have it. Yeah, but. So today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home.
I have four printers up in this bitch. It ain't mine.
None of them work?
No, we want that one to get me.
So those are going out.
Yeah. So I understand when you're like, that's my shit. I don't want to throw it away. Yeah.
It's not even that. It's like stuff to like, I might need it in the future. Like, it's like shit that's like, it's medicine in my shit that probably expired 6 years ago, but like, I might need it. Because for real, those expiration days really have nothing to do with like.
Want to find out?
No. I mean, I work in the medical field. Doctors will tell you the expiration date just mean it might not be as strong.
I'm a doctor. So, what you mean? I am a doctor. What you mean? That goes to respect to my degree, man.
You get my, hand me the lighter. So yeah, so I'm
glad.
Okay, thank you. I'm working on the I'm working on the bathroom first, and then I'm gonna move my way into the living room, mm-hmm. and then the kitchen. Just to give, I feel like this little transition gonna help me. Hopefully, get some fog out of my brain because, like, I live in I'm going to be honest. I am not the cleanliest person in the world. Like, I'm not dirty, but my, like, it's always stuff on the floor.
I call it organized chaos. You know where you know where your shit at, but, like, it looked like crazy to other people. I understand that. I'm like that. Like, and she is not, so it makes it good for me because I know that she'll put things where she puts them, and I'll leave them where I leave them. And since I'm supposed to put my shit up, she going to leave it where it's at, so I always know where to find shit. But if it get messy, then I gotta clean it up. So I get what you're saying. Like you just like to put your shit where you put it at, and it, even if it look crazy, I know where my stuff is.
Exactly.
So you want to find something where you can have a place for all of your stuff, and then figure out what you really going to use and what you
don't. Exactly. Can get I ask rid you of all of the shit that I don't need.
Are you going to put more color into your wardrobe? Because I personally would like to see you wear more color. I would like to see you wear like orange. I would like to see you wear yellow. I would like to see you wear like.
Like magenta type color.
Yeah.
So the thing is, that's the crazy part, right? It's because that's another like the lot for my trip.
Uh-huh.
Everything I bought, nothing was black. That was one thing I couldn't buy anything black. That's been my rule for a while.
I think you should stick with that for a while.
I'm trying.
I know it's one of your favorite colors, but that's your wardrobe. So I feel like you have a lot of it. So now you can be like, all right, I will just get this. And that way, when you want to be like, I'm comfy, I'm in my comfort mode, I'm going to wear black. When you're like, I'm going to pop out, now you got different outfits and different colors. Like, I would like to just do month by month. I ain't going to say year because who can?
No.
It ain't always like that. But you know what I mean? Like,
no, so like if I, okay, so I'm going to that concert on Wednesday and I bought me a new, something to wear for it. And I even bought some new shoes because I didn't have any shoes.
What color you want?
Well, it's still kind of like a neutral tone, but I'm working it.
Blue?
I'm working towards it. You know, it's like in the beige.
Still good. That's a different color. Different color.
That's a good different color. And like you like your skin color will pop on that, but in beige. You know what I mean?
I'm hoping. So I think it'll be cute. Really, so I seen this girl turn like.
Time out. Pause. I know I'm interrupting you for some self shit, but still, did you hear that compliment I just gave you? You hear how good it was? I'm just saying because y'all just.
That's how you should do it.
You
the way that you did that is
see,
how you're supposed
see
to
how I'm learning
it.
Really
it is awesome.
But did you
how
also
I know
see
you be knowing exactly what
I'm
you
learning
be
it. But did you also see how I said thank you and then we was able to kind of go?
No, I just wanted you to know that I'm learning.
Right, but I'm
know.
Yeah,
I'm
but
trying,
I'm right. I'm saying, but did you see how I said thank you? And I had a smile on my face when I said it. It was a sincere thank you because I appreciate it.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
But yeah, so and I bought some tennis shoes.
Hey, what color were they?
Some Air Maxes, and they were white and blue and teal. They are really cute.
Oh yeah,
so now I gotta find some stuff to go with those. But I saw this girl turn like a button-up shirt into like another type of shirt, like a
when they do like it over the waist thing.
Yeah, like one of these types.
Oh, like a, I don't know what y'all call it, halter tops too.
Off the shoulder.
Yeah,
off the shoulder. So I want to try it. So I went and got like a few button downs to try and make it, see how I envision the outfit with the shoes that I just got.
So I think that
this
that's, yeah, I think that's cool. And I'm really going to enjoy it because you know how I felt. Like I used to say, you always wear black. I want to see you wear something different. So I'm glad.
I mean, I used to wear color, but also, other people used to pick out my clothes back then. I had friends who would just tell me what to wear, and I was like, okay, we'd go to the mall, and they would give my, they pick out my clothes, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, I get it, because, like, you just wear what you feel most comfortable with. Like, after the episode where Tay told me, like, you dress like a man that just got out of prison, but you always comfortable. So you can tell when you dress yourself, and you can tell when your woman dress you, because when your woman dress you, you be comfortable, but you match. When you dress yourself, you just put on whatever you want to put on all the way down. Like, you be, like one time, like this thing, right? I used to think that I was fresh wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and flip-flops. this nigga just used to walk around with jeans. It slides and shit all the time. And like you can tell when you got her, you're like, all right, so you just put on some shoes this time. You wear whatever shirt you want. Anyway, more of the story. I get what you're saying. And now I am open to wearing colors and shoes. So like I'm in the transition too as far as color, because all of my clothes was gray and blue. Now I buy more colors. And also, if I like something, I will buy that same one in every color.
You want those?
So I'm not doing that no more. I'm also not picking out my own clothes. So that's helping. But like when I'm picking out what I wear and I have more options and colors and stuff. So I'm happy that you're going to get to go through this exciting roller coaster, never knowing quite what to put on, but figuring it out. Because it is kind of fun. Yesterday, only wanted to wear a white t-shirt. White t-shirts a couple times. Then decided that I wanted to wear a shirt over my shirt, so I had to change my shirt again. Then realized that we were kind of sort of matching outfits. But I was like, you know, which looked really good, so let's make sure we put them together. More of the story, I can't dress myself.
Yeah. I don't really have like
where did you go yesterday?
We were together.
I know.
All right, okay.
I
got it. I'm good.
I don't really have a sense of like a fashion sense.
I thought I
really could be putting on work sometimes. Sometimes it works really well. Sometimes it's
What's your transition?
I I'm not in one right now. I don't think I'm. I think I'm at the tail end of one, maybe.
What was it?
Moving, getting myself together, set up, all that shit.
That shit is a different type of like.
It's definitely different, and it was a long one because I never got set up the first time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I never really got set up, and then I had to go again, and then like just being used to it. Like I was starting to get used to it, and I had to uproot. And I'm used to it, and I'm good. Like everything is flowing, but it's still like sometimes it's like
this man.
Wait, what? Huh? Okay, all right. And then just keep going, because every day is every day. You just gotta go. But
sometimes my eyes keep forgetting to pay for your I'm like, damn.
Yeah. And it's terrible. I'm so terrible about this stuff. Like, I have reminders on my phone, and like, I never go too long without, but sometimes I just be like, I don't feel like sitting down doing this shit.
Yeah, then I'll say if somebody
because once you pay one, you gotta pay a couple others. You might as well pay a couple others.
This person said,
on Friday.
Depending on how life is, no matter how life is, you always got a lot of bills. I just don't even want to look at that shit sometimes.
This man said the due date is just a recommendation. I was dying laughing when he said it.
You gonna get it by the
thing. He said the due date is a recommendation. You gonna get it when I have it.
I feel like
I said, damn, that is so true.
I just paid you while you were talking to me on the 10th, 15th, folks. What's going on?
Like, damn, I feel like them bitches come every 2 weeks, like every 30
they do.
Days.
Because I swear to God, they do, because it'd be like you pay it, but nine times out of ten, you pay it. I don't pay it. I'm not paying no bill. You get half every time. I will have.
And then they always say,
I don't care if that bitch starts taking in between to remind you that it's going to, the next one is going to be due.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I auto pay my car note.
I'm not doing that.
And I auto pay my car insurance.
My all my shit is on auto pay, but what I do is I call them and tell them when I'm going. That way you keep your discount. Everything's on auto pay, but I just call and tell them when I'm going to pay, and everything stay on the discount. Learn my lesson.
Yes. No.
Yeah, so I just keep it on there. Great plan.
I always have enough to pay it.
Well, usually I'm always good because what I do is make sure I got everything set up to exactly how I want it to, so everything is set up for after whenever I ever get money coming in.
I know, but
I like I always make sure, like if I gotta adjust my budget, make sure I can just call and then everything stay the same.
Right.
If not, then I'm just like, even though I feel like having shit on auto pay and I only have shit that I absolutely just gotta have on auto pay because I'll forget shit. But like my thing about is this one, getting a discount for having shit on auto pay is stupid because you could give me a discount no matter what. What you're saying is if I give you access to get it when you think you won't be able to get it.
Yeah.
That don't make no fucking sense, bro.
It's a fucking scam. It's all a fucking scam.
Yeah. I think, but you know what? I do it because I don't always feel like if I get kicked out of my fucking apartment, I always got a car to sleep in. And I got insurance because these motherfucking people don't know how to drive. I always keep my shit.
Yeah.
But that's it. And I always try to make, I always make sure I have money in my account to be able to, and I make sure I have a little bit of savings to, if they overdraft, then they can take some shit off the
I'm getting better with budget. I think that was like my biggest transition. I do not care about money at all. And it's like, I don't care about money. Like I spend it. I don't care about money. Like I don't give a fuck if I have it. Honestly, like I had a point in my life when I felt like I was working the hardest I had ever worked in my life. And I was probably making more than I had ever at that moment working so much, but I didn't have any of it for myself. So I did not give a fuck. Like I was fucked up with like tickets and fees and my license. Like I just had a lot of shit going on. I worked so hard. I was like, you know what? Money making me trip. So once I was able to be like fine, I was like, I don't really give a fuck about money. And like I still really don't. So I have a woman in my life to be like, all right, you should care a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll make a budget though. Like I don't give a fuck about money, bro. You can take every dollar I have. Hey, I'm gonna go somewhere and eat, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna wash my ass. I'm gonna pay my bills. Yeah. I figure it out. But like I do not care about money. I understand what its purpose is, so I understand that we need it. But like if you stress over it, be like, how am I gonna get it? Then you're gonna go crazy. One thing about it, I feel like, hey,
it's gonna come.
Bro, like I don't selfishly pray, but like whatever you need, like, bro,
it's gonna get it for you. Like, it's already there. You already got
whatever
it.
Whatever's written in stone. If you gotta go through some fuck shit, you're gonna go through some fuck shit. But like you're gonna get what you need.
Exactly.
You gotta understand it. It's just gonna be fucked up. You ain't supposed to just like sit in your fucked up. Like you ain't supposed to not do anything. But as long as you're working towards whatever you're supposed to be getting, you're going to get it.
I swear.
Don't mean you get your luxuries, but that means you get what you're supposed to have. Work towards whatever you want, bro.
Literally. I swear. Because, like, one day I was like, you know what? I mean, I was like, in a messed up place. I ain't going to lie. As far as, like, my feels, like, I got behind on my feels. And I had overdraft. Like, I had maxed out my credit card. Like, literally just going through it mentally, right? You don't really even, like, you ain't spoke it out loud, ain't saying nothing. But, like, I'm just, like, kind of in the back. It's in the back of my head, like, all right, you kind of, like, you kind of tripping a little bit. You need to get on your feet. And, like, I just need a couple hundred. Just gotta be, I swear I said it. And I'm not exaggerating, y'all. My friend Angel called me like a couple of days later and was like, I'm about to come by. I gotta get you something. I'm like, okay. Like thinking she got like a little souvenir. I didn't know what the fuck it was. This bitch pulled up and gave me $500. I was like, I just wanted to be a blessing. What?
A good guy.
Let me do it.
And what did I just say before? We was always like, it's always Angel.
I know.
You feel me?
Yes.
That's how
I was like, what? She like, yeah, I came to some money. I just wanted to be a blessing to you. Thank you. Let me do it. I was just like, man, thank you so much.
You ain't
thank
know what you were going to do. Sometimes you got to, I ain't saying
and that was fairly, just exactly but sometimes what you got to be like, I ain't worried about this, like, bro. And I was just like, hey, I just was like, you know what? I said it, like, it would be nice. You know, I just said it, like, it would be nice to get come on in, you know, like, you know, to be like, and I swear, like, and that shit was crazy how it came. Like, I'm like, damn.
I just got to speak that shit to you.
And, like, even right
you
before.
You got to admit it to yourself, like, hey, I cannot do this by myself. Some street, like, I need help. You got to say it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Even if you ain't asking nobody, he hear you.
Yes.
Somebody hear you, bro.
Somebody hear
something
you.
Something gonna come. I've been sitting in the house, I got a check from the podcast before. I'm like, what the fuck, I'm getting a check? $23 for what I needed.
Right. Show like,
I'm about to
go cash this. Yeah,
you feel me? Like sometimes you just be like, hey, it's coming. And sometimes the check was just for my ego, like, hey, look, somebody saw me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, my sense added up. Like sometimes it's just because it came. You feel me? All right, now I'm gonna do something else. Like sometimes that's just all it be. I'm in that transition of knowing how to budget my money.
Handle it,
and still not be like, hey, I'm not about to trip over nothing.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes it'll get you. But then I remember, like, hey.
You got it. It's coming. And I did the same thing. Because, you know, like I said, I just got into that car accident right before my vacation.
Oh.
I'm like, what the fuck? My car got totaled. I'm thinking I'm about to get some money from this settlement. But my car was leased. So the bank took my whole settlement. And they had to use my gap insurance to finish paying for the, like, yeah. It was like, I ain't get a penny from it. I'm like, well, not yet. Not yet. Right. Don't owe nothing. But I am, you know, talking, but whatever. Let's talk about it, but not yet. Yeah. And so then I'm like, got that going on. Because I'm not expecting to get hit. I don't got no money saved up for like a car payment.
Right.
You know, or like a down payment. I found a car. I luckily was able to put $300 down. I had a couple hundred dollars in my account. I'm like, okay, I could spare since I ain't gotta pay my car note. Got the money now. So that was cool. So I'm like, you know, I'm a low baller. I'm gonna say 300. I got about 800. I'm a low baller. I got three. Hey, take it. Great. So I still got a couple hundred. I could probably finagle some stuff. I still got rent because I leave August 7th. So rent comes.
Yeah.
Right?
Vacation.
Right before the vacation. So I'm in my head like, because I get paid in August three times. I had a, in my head, I had it all set up so I was going to get a free check. Nope, didn't happen. So had to use that for that, whatever. Then the car ended up breaking down, had to drop that off. But thank God it broke down while I was still on warranty. So now you can go ahead, fix that. I go on vacation, come back. I mean, everything was fucked up. Toilet wasn't working. Everything ended up working out. And the car now is like $200 cheaper. I got new insurance. That's like $200 cheaper. Like, it worked out. But it was a whole bunch of shit.
Getting through that shit.
Trying to get through that shit. And then, right before my motherfucking trip, I look at my check like $700 extra. I'm like, wait, what?
Bless her.
I forgot that I had a sign-on bonus. We got $500 the first couple of weeks, and then we got the other $1,000 after a couple months.
Right on time.
I was like, thank you, guys. So now I got some more wiggle room for my trip. Right before my trip.
Just be happy.
Man, don't it?
Sometimes I'll be telling people, because people think I'm crazy. Sometimes I'll be like, sometimes you just cannot be worried about things. You just have to keep doing whatever you are doing. Like, sometimes I've seen people chase, like, the wildest dream, their biggest dream, and do not achieve it and wind up happy as fuck finding that thing that they really love to do when they just going around doing shit. That's what it's about. You just going for what you want. You are working towards whatever you feel like you are meant to be working towards. What you land on is what you land on. That shit is already written in stone, but that's where you're going to be at. You're supposed to get there. Shit only get terrible for you when you choose not to move. When you choose not to move, what do you do? You lay there. You wallow in your shit. You gotta move. You just gotta move. You gotta be working towards something. That don't mean work every day. That don't mean work yourself.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
That don't mean be tripping. That mean, hey, I know that I'm supposed to be doing this to get to there. I need to continue to be doing that. That don't mean overwork myself. It just mean continue to get to that. That's all.
Yeah, but that, man, the way that stuff be coming through, or they be coming through, whoever, because I don't be knowing, like, they be saying it be your ancestors, they be still be looking out and all this. You never really know. I just know that shit be working, and whoever is making it happen, thank you.
Hey, long as you believe in something, say thank you.
Exactly.
Believe in something, say thank you.
And I just call it God, because whatever it is, it got it. Everybody, because I feel like all religion they all pray to a God. Whatever it is they praying to, it's always something.
That's for you. Let it make you a better person.
Exactly.
Right. That's what the goal should be.
Let it make a better person. I don't care about what it is. And I don't mean that in like an ignorant way.
Whatever it is. Thank you, because you've been looking out, and it always been working in my favor.
Speaking of looking out, things working in your favor. I'm gonna do mine first, because I always do dance. What is y'all favorite story, like, or favorite memory of y'all mom? I'm gonna do mine first, because I know mine is quick. I feel like mine is always like two of the same quick ones. One is, I always remember, like, when I was young. And I don't even know if she remembers. My mom would, like, come to my room, like, rub my head, kiss on me, and be like, you're just so handsome. The most handsome boy in the world. You're just so beautiful. You're just so handsome. I love you. She just would do that. And, like, we were just talking to my mom. They hang with my mom, my grandma. And we was just like, and my grandmother gave me the quote for the end of the day. So, like, she was just like, you know, your mom just used to hug on you all the time, you and your sister, even though your sister didn't like it until we get older. Like, she would just be like, why you always hugging on us? And I would just be like, yeah, hug me. Like, I come from a hugging ass family, dog. Like, all the men hug, all the women hug. We hugging, we kissing all day. I hug my grandmother twice, walking in the door, back like, You feel me? Like, that's just my family.
Have,
like,
some more.
Yeah, like, that's just my family.
Yeah.
That's just us. So, like, that. And then the second thing is, like, I remember one time I was, like, really hot. I walk in the house. She know I'm hotter than the kite. She pulled in the driveway. and walked in the house. My car don't even move. I'm just in this bitch, smoked out. Walking out. I'm in this eating sour patch. High as kite, right? I walk in the house. She look at me. She go, "Is you rolling? Is you rolling?"
And I'm like, "Well, why is you doing this?" Because I want to say, bitch, I might be, but yeah. It's my mom. So I'm like, "Well, why are you doing this shit?" And I'll be telling people, like, my mom is funny as fuck. Like, my mother is, like, the funniest. She just be doing stuff. She's just funny as hell. And, like, those are, like, two of my favorite memories. Like, she, one, she just be, why is she doing Gucci Man? One, why is she just walking up to me rapping Gucci Man? Right? Why is you doing this? Peak Gucci Man top, too. Is you rolling? Peak Gucci Man. And, two, like, I just love the fact that, like, from the birth, like, from as long as I can remember, my mother has always just called me a beautiful, handsome young man, always spoke good things into me, and also told me when, like, yeah, this is you, that is not you. You just, like, all right, nigga, pretend if you want to. Feel me? Like, and, like, I love that. Like, that's some of my favorite shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to
have
so many. That time she locked me up the house. That's probably like the funniest memory I have of my mom. So I tried to sneak somebody in the house. And I didn't never have to, because all I had to do was just ask her for like permission. And I don't know why I tried to sneak. And so she embarrassed the fuck out of me. And yeah, she told me, like, because his bike was sitting outside, and she like, well, who bought, because I, she you like, so listen, this is what happened. So she was gone when I called and told the dude to come over. We on the phone, like, come on, mom, I'm gone. She was gone.
Sound like a J-Cole.
She come home and was like, give me the phone. This is back to the time where we had cordless phones in the house. Yeah. Give me the phone. So I'm like, okay, knowing he about to call when he outside and stuff. So I'm like, fuck. So I get rid of the phone. So I'm upstairs. She called her room downstairs. She called like Angel's telephone. So she is literally sitting there, like she give me the phone, but she waiting for it back because she on the other end. She like, I'm on the other line. So she gave me the phone. All I say, because all he say is I'm outside. So I'm like, okay. I give her back the phone, and she go back in her room, and I go back upstairs. So I go open up the door. I try to make it seem like I try to, like, not slam the door, but you could clearly hear the door open and close. But I try to not, like, slam the door. So, like, then I let him go up the stairs first, and I just kind of, like, tiptoe behind him so, like, it sound like only one person went up the stairs, like... Angel, like, you would probably run up the stairs. You wouldn't just walk with your big ass boat upstairs. Like, just stupid shit I wasn't really thinking. But she, she started coming upstairs, which my mama never came up the stairs, like, ever. Like, it was very rare that she would come upstairs. So I, like, met her at the top of the stairs, like, what you doing coming upstairs? And she, like, Angel, who in your room? And I was like, nobody. She's like, Angel, who in your room? I'm like, nobody. So she like, so who bike is that outside? He left his bike.
What about the door?
Right in front of the stairs, which is my mother's pet peeve. Like off the porch, like right in front of the porch steps. My mother hates that. So I'm like, oh yeah, that was Dre on the phone. That's who called and told me to leave. He was gonna leave his bike. He wanted me to put it in the backyard. So she's like, okay, we'll go put it in the backyard. So I go put it in the backyard. And I come back to the door, and the door is locked.
Oh my God! Spit my
What? The door is locked. I'm locked out the house. So I'm like banging on the door. I'm like ringing the doorbell. Like it's been so many times.
She gonna catch me.
She finally opened up the door. He like sitting on the couch. It was so funny. My mother was just like. She did not have to lie to me. Like, I tell my daughter, all she got to do is ask, but y'all go back and say, she let's go back and say, we fuck. But she just wanted to prove a point, like, bitch, you don't got to do this. This is not you. Like, it's not you. Yeah. Like,
you can't even lie, right?
You can't, right? Like, And you didn't have to. Like, I literally did have to. All right. I had to do was like, Mike, could I have male company? She was there. Okay. I mean, like, that's how it went after that. But it was just so that's stupid funny. Of me. Like, I don't even know why I even tried to, like, sneak it. That was the principle. It was like, why the fuck is you lying? Like,
now that you're older, you just understand, like, hey.
Dang, yeah, because it was stupid. Like, what was I doing? Like,
watching Frank.
My favorite with my mother gotta be when we graduated high school. Mm-hmm. But she was on stage and she handed me my diploma.
Oh, she out? Did she hand me mine too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Which is why it's special because she was already on stage because they had her sitting on stage and she said that at the last minute.
Your mom was still a council woman. Right?
Yeah. So at the last minute, she said one of the principals was like, "Hey, how about you just give her?" So I'm just walking across thinking I'm about to get my shit from Fast Mr. Looks. I think like everybody else, and I look up. I cried at the end of graduation, but I look up and it's my mama. So my picture at graduation, when everybody picture is with them and the principal getting a diploma, is me and my mama handing me my diploma. So that's my favorite moment.
Mine's was with the fat white dude.
Mr. Oh, right?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember who handed me to it.
I think it was Mr. Lux, because he was our principal.
Only thing I remember about it is being one again.
I was
always around women. But it was us. Like I was just with y'all. It was me, you, Arlene. Did Ronnie graduate with us? Did she walk with us? No, I think it was me.
She graduated with us. She did.
It was me, you, Arlene, and somebody else. But like, I just remember like with y'all joking and talking and shit before we went on. Like, I just remember.
Yeah, because we was all close. Dominique was there.
Maybe it was Dominique. It was Dominique. And that's what I remember. Just all of the S's just standing over there, just talking, and it was just me again, like with the girls. So I'm like, I'm about to walk. When I walk, see them. They told us to wear white, black shoes. I'm wearing white Timberlands.
I don't know, all white shoes.
Yeah, I wore white Timberlands. I don't give a fuck.
So we had to wear all white, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, whatever it was, I was like, I'm not wearing dress shoes. Y'all know how I feel. I like that. I just always wear boots. Yeah.
Okay.
And I just remember, like, that's where I don't remember nothing about walking on. I remember Alfred doing a speech in front.
I remember
Richard doing the scarab call.
He did it.
What? Yes, he did. Because they didn't want him to do it, but he did it.
Yeah, and then
and we did it.
Yeah, and then I just remember like us just joking and talking and shit and then going. And I remember Tay showing up afterwards and being like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm here in my cap and gown. We taking pictures together. My nigga and I remember like, yeah, my nigga, I don't give a fuck. Cause he did all the work. Feel me? So like
we was some OG T shit party.
Yeah, so we just all was taking pictures together and shit. Like I just remember having
that's what it was for Ronnie too. She graduated though. She ended up going to summer school.
Yeah.
She went to summer school.
None of that stage shit. None of the stage shit mattered. Me getting my diploma in my hand didn't matter. It was like my family was there. All the people we grew up together was there. It was like, shit. I don't care. Like, cause since Tate was there pulling up and Dollar was graduating, that meant they there. Everybody was, I think Mo was even there. Mo came, Mo was there. How the fuck Mo get a ticket? Mo was there. You feel me? Like,
anyone in our year?
Because ain't nobody graduating, so it was a whole lot of extra tickets floating around.
Yeah. It was because we had like 250 people. I think only 105 graduated.
That's what made it so good.
A lot of extra tickets.
Yeah, that's dope. I wish.
That's definitely my favorite moment. My second favorite moment is when she turned 55. I threw her a surprise party.
That's what we have to think.
No, that was her 65th.
Oh, okay.
But no, her 55th birthday, I threw her a surprise party at this place on 55th. And everybody is like, to this day, I have no idea how you lived in the same house with that woman and really planned this whole party behind her back. But I figured all that shit out. And that was when I figured out that I hate planning parties also. But that I am strangely good at planning parties. But it's a thing that I do not like. So it's a struggle. But like throwing her the party. And like she legit didn't know, so had the whole thing set up. All the people was there, all the shit, everything. Like the party is going great. She finally get there, show up, come up the steps. She starts seeing people's faces. So I'm in the backpack because she think I'm out with my friends this night. Because when she left the house, she's like, "What you about to do?" I'm like, "Yeah, we probably about to go downtown or whatever." Because she went out with one of her friends to go do whatever she was doing, and then I left the house to go set up. So she think I'm kicking with my friends. So she's seeing all these people that she know looking at the faces one by one, and then realizing, oh, all these people must be for me. And then, surprise, and I pop out. She like, wait, what? So somebody got a picture of me and her like at the surprise right when that was happening too and shit. So I think that's like my second favorite. Third favorite got to be seeing her face when we was at the Bahamas, the first group we went on, because that was the first group that we had, either one of us had been on. And just in general, like that was her 60th birthday. Yeah. And so it was like that, we just had a ball. You know what? Her 65th birthday too, because you could just see that she was just happy. Like she was stressing about the party, thinking nobody was going to show up. And I don't know why she thought people didn't show up, because like her name ain't fucking Phyllis Cleveland, people don't show the fuck up. So all these people did there, and we pull up, because of course we late, but we pull up, it's just like, oh, they came.
Yeah.
The people came. Oh, y'all here for me? She was showing the fuck out. She had her little ball that night with little heels on and everything. I'm like, go ahead, Phyllis Cleveland. You had you a night. And she had fun. So that's top four for my mom. It's probably another one, but I don't feel like that.
What about your dad?
Dad, I don't know, because it's not like, it's not that I don't have good memories with my dad. Because I do, but don't none really stand out. Because, like, we don't do nothing really spectacular. Like, we just be together.
Yeah.
And just being together as a whole, as a family, with anybody, whatever. We just be having a good time. So it's like, if I'm with my dad, I'm with my family. And we're going to have laughs and love and just a great energy in the room. Like, even if you piss off before you get over there, once you get over there, you're going to see these motherfuckers' faces. You're going to hug. Hey. You're going to hug them because we a hugging ass family. Like, and we just gonna laugh and have a good time. So it's like, I don't have no one specific, I don't think, but yeah, that, no, because it is, because it wasn't, it felt like it was a good or a bad thing. I had a doctor's appointment. When I was in high school, I had a slight case of scoliosis and shit.
That mean you real ashy?
Fuck off.
I'm just asking.
That's psoriasis.
Oh.
Psoriasis, I heard what you said.
I was
it's the shit when you get the curve and you back and whatnot.
Oh, okay,
so I just remember that I had it. I was probably actually when I was a teenager. I just remember I had a doctor appointment and my dad was, we was in the back and my dad was just trying to like, hey, I'm here, give me some information. And he wasn't really trying to give me no information. So I'm like, all right, like we had, I heard his voice raised in the hallway. And my dad don't yell at all. It's like, wait, what? And then they say, yeah, so this fella out here, like a gentleman out here, Mike. He's like, oh yeah, that's my dad. Like, yeah, let him be. But it's like the fact that he, the man that don't get hyped at all, like legit, never seen this man mad in my life, but I know he's been mad, but I've never viewed it. And this nigga out here in the lobby raising his voice at the white man's doctor's office and shit.
Y'all gonna get her some lotion. I'm sorry.
You wasn't.
I wasn't.
Release the jokes. We had a cookout at my dad's house, at one of his old houses, and me and my siblings, I think this was before he got remarried, so my siblings, my nephew, we was all there all day. At the end of the night, everybody had left. And for no specific reason, I stayed. Like, me and my dad was probably up to about midnight, which ain't super late. Yeah. But if you know my dad, and it's Saturday night, you know he going to bed because he got to go to church in the morning. But we legit stayed up to, like, midnight, a little past midnight, just talking about just nothing specific, but just having a conversation. Like, I feel like I've never had with my dad before, like,
to talk
person to person, not father to daughter.
Yeah.
And so it was like, that was cool. He was late to church the next day, too. So it was like, he stayed up, like, you know, yeah. Like, because he don't be late for church. Because my sister said the next day, people was like, hey, what did he fuck? Like, what's going on? I was like, oh, he showed up. He was a little bit late. Because he stayed up talking to me. So.
Big time. Special. Yeah.
Big C's.
I think it's different. Like, ain't it different, like, when you get to an age where, like, you can just talk to your parents? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just odd. Yeah. And then I don't want to say I like in a bad way, but it's just I forgot you was a person.
You, my mama, like I can't say some things I was about to say because you still my mama.
I'm not in that saying, relationship.
I mean, no, because I don't say not mama. Say.
She, my mama whatever. Always told me, like, one, we don't have secrets. If you have secrets, then that means people.
Well, no, say I don't, not, I don't have secrets.
And then,
from
two,
my
she
mother.
Was just like, she just always told me everything.
Some things I just say that parents should hear.
Oh, I don't got that thing. Joke,
in general, so I just be like, no, I'm just not gonna say.
If she don't want to hear what I've got to say, she'll just be like, hey,
no,
I'm done talking to you. I'm about to
my mother was just like, along, like, I used to always apologize. I'm sorry when I would cuss and shit. My mother was like, you're gonna keep going.
Well, I don't cuss around my mom.
I don't have to. Oh, like, shit, I do. I be
I don't. She knows I
cuss out any and everything. I be on the phone like, mom, this bitch, you, like, I ain't even cussing at mom. You know, yeah, I'm definitely
going to cuss. Well, I don't be having a conversation with my mom where I be feeling the need to cuss. I be having a conversation with my mom where I be feeling loud.
Did she tell you the show?
I be getting passionate. And she be like, all right. She be like, all right.
I don't cuss. I don't cuss when I'm talking to my mother, but there would be times in the conversation where I want to cuss and I need to cuss, or I'm repeating words that somebody said when they was cussing, and I just look at her and then I say it, and then she roll her eyes and then we keep going. Or I just be on some, can I say shit? So then this shit, and just keep going like that, you know, whatever. Yeah. But
So, okay, I gotta put, I gotta take it back to the set. All right, do we have anything left on the board? Where we at? I ain't do mine on my day. Oh yeah, yeah, your dad, yeah, what's your favorite with your dad? Is it never mind, about six on my phone. So, okay, I gotta take it back to the set. All right, keep going. I'm just so, this like 2000s, my first concert, right?
Is the Big Thomas.
Hey,
everybody. And the Saint Lunatic.
Ooh.
Right?
That shit was lit.
So, exactly, right?
I'm excited.
I know. I was like ready to go. It was all of us, right? Because at the time, this was like when Nicki was absolutely crazy about Nelly.
Nah.
Like, she even changed the way she spelled her name because it was at first N-I-K-K-I. When he came out, she changed it to N-I-K-K-E-I. And that's still how she spelled it.
Why did you laugh like that?
Remember that song?
That's not what I thought was about.
Like, that's how crazy she was about him, right?
I love it.
So
that's the best story ever.
We was like, oh yeah, we going to we going to this concert, right? So I'm like, could you please buy me some Air Force One? Because of course, if you go to the Lunatics concert, you gotta wear some, right? So I'm like, girl, I got a lady. Ask your daddy. I'm like, I already know this nigga.
Wow.
Right?
Girl, so corny.
So I call him. I'm like, dad, I need to see shoes because I'm going to this concert. I really, no, I didn't even tell him I was going to sign up. Just told him I need some new shoes for school. He like, hey, baby, I ain't got no money. I'm like, okay. But if you can really do, I really want these shoes, you know, right? So I'm like trying to reiterate that I really want these shoes. He like, I can see what I can do. And my dad actually made it happen.
Hey.
But the moment is that this motherfucker made me walk to Tower City.
To meet him?
You couldn't get there another way? So my dad is from New York. And he don't drive nowhere, literally. You don't drive nowhere. So we walked from my mother's house.
By my mama's house?
Yes. All the way to Tower City.
To Body Shoes.
Why did we get on the bus?
The loop one.
Exactly. I said it. He's like, oh, this ain't nothing. This walk ain't nothing. Daddy, are you kidding me? We are on 36. You want me to walk all the way past? Like, you want me to walk all the way to, like, the west side.
Like, you legit got to walk through the projects and all of that shit.
Not, girl, you walked through at, like, I mean, yeah, we was walking. I think we went up, like, I don't even remember. I think we went up Carnegie most of it or something like that.
That's the best way to
go. We was walking.
I'm not going to lie. I definitely walked from my job to my mama's house one time when I got off work.
And where was your job?
Before you got a car, you were like, fuck this.
Remember, because I was pissed off. I'm like, I'm just about to walk home.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit. Like, I was just mad. I'm like, I'm walking home.
I just need this alone time.
I legit walked home. I think I went to the liquor store on 30th. That's how you know I was mad.
Oh my I've risked my life for the day.
Right. I can't even remember what I was mad about, but I was mad.
You were,
it was some shit.
I
had even asked you to bring me home from work a couple times, so you had to come from up the way down to do it. I didn't even ask you to do that.
Yeah, so you was mad. You didn't want to be around nobody. And I was always available. That's back when I was working 14 hours a week at McDonald's. And sometimes I'd come to work and they'd be like, we don't even need you to come here. I don't know if it's because I was an asshole or because they really didn't want me there. I think that's the same thing.
Yeah, but that man made me walk all the way.
That is crazy.
From my mama's house to Tower City to go get the shoes. But I had and they was a size too big. They was you can't do that before. They didn't have what I wanted.
Put on an extra pair of socks.
So he just got me whatever the fuck they had. They had like a highlighter green at the bottom of it that didn't match with nothing. Right? Like literally just the bottom was just like a highlighter type of green. And they was 11s. I still to this day don't wear an 11.
They was 11s.
I still literally to this day I wear a 10. And so yeah, and still to this day I'm a grown ass woman. I still don't wear an 11 till I'm a grow into
them. Oh, you like walk around like clown.
Oh, sorry, it's because you know them bitches all creased up real quick. You know forces creasing like 3.2 seconds. But hey, I had them for the concert. Hey.
Yeah, man.
And that's all that mattered. We were so pumped just to take our shoes off when the song came on and like
do the dance.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Me, Nikki, Robin, and Dominique was acting a fool at the concert.
Stepping in my Air Force One.
Man, what? Nikki, you couldn't tell us that we was in that bit like yeah. That was probably the I was so excited that my dad got me them shoes though. Good time. That was good shit because any other time it would have been a straight no. It was, we had a great time. That was my first concert I'd ever forget it. Big Thomas in the St. Louis, that shows my age like a motherfucker, don't it? Big Thomas, I'm rich bitch. When you was actually excited to go see the Big Thomas though at a concert, right?
House real big, killer real big,
everything real big. We went crazy when that song came on. Yeah, that and that Gucci or whatever they, I don't know.
That's my neck. No, that was like
with the $10,000. That's what it was because Dominique had on a Gucci suit. Her auntie had let her wear her Gucci suit. Oh God. Dominique was popping her collar.
But that's okay.
You could tell us that before our first concert. And we still got pictures there. We look back and be embarrassed like about like what the fuck, man.
My first concert was immature. Ooh. Passing out at that motherfucker.
Immature?
Immature. It's people passing out at the concert and shit. My sister was crying. Yeah, I remember that. I used to want braids with a fade. I wanted to be like any of them. They said braids with a fade.
You will always be my oh,
all
shit.
Of that shit, bro. I had to take sit. Good time.
Damn.
I think my favorite concert was Chris Brown at the House of Blues.
I got to see him just for his his last.
I never been to a breezy drive.
Oh man, we drove and
I got to see
that was another good memory.
I was in the Fame tour when he came here too.
What was his last CD before the last one?
The one with the
Indigo. Oh,
right. Who you got to travel to go see Chris Brown?
I went to Indianapolis. He was gonna go to Columbus, but. Oh, y'all, that was a great... Oh, I was so happy because I was about to buy a Columbus ticket.
Oh, he did cancel, right?
He canceled the Columbus show, but we didn't buy those tickets because it was on a weekday. We wanted to go on a weekend, so we was like, fuck, we just going to make a road trip. He was going to be in Indianapolis Saturday, so we drove out to Indianapolis and saw him. We made a little, like, road trip out of it. It was me, Ronnie, and Nikki. That was a really good, like, memory. We had a good time.
I feel like at fire concerts, when it comes to R&B, the only ones I really want to see right now is probably Givian
and Usher.
Man, I can't see Usher. Well, no. I can't. Like,
dumb tickets expensive. That's
it's always a wet.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like me and my cousin was talking about it. She like, look, because I really want to go. I'm like, all right. Bro.
I know. I do. I'm going to go.
You got to play it?
I really want to go to you, right? I want to, but the only person I really want to see that I feel like I probably won't, because I don't think the bitch might go back on tour.
Rihanna. I don't think she's going anywhere.
I don't know. She's going to bring her kids.
Virtual tours.
She's going to bring her kids.
You can watch her on your computer. She's going to do a virtual concert. She ain't going out performing, making music for y'all niggas no more.
Oh, no, she I'm done very with that.
She's a mother.
I wish I would have seen her 83 streams. You think she making music? She's 50 booming. She said, "Oh, I'm pregnant. All y'all pregnant now. 50 maternity."
No, she got it. She just dropped the shoe with Puma again. Like,
I'm telling you, pregnancy shoe. You want to be a mom? Wear this.
You do that.
People just be making up words, making up shit. Just because you put agami on it, don't mean it. That's a stupid word.
No, it's real. It's the real thing.
I know it is. I'm judging the person that made the word up.
It's not. Somebody made that shit up no matter what.
Yeah, made up.
They said, I'm going to pick these letters and put this here and make this definition.
That shit is so funny.
It's what it is.
Like, girl, shut up. How you going to marry yourself? Bitch, you already with yourself every day. You've been with yourself every day for your whole life.
But she wasn't committed.
She was cheating on herself.
Yeah, she was a comedian. Not she for real.
Shut the fuck up. But she wasn't committed.
Yeah, she real,
bro. I know, right? Nah, I'm really with myself.
What is she called? Because she's not a husband or a wife. She's not a husband. Is she a wife if she don't got another person? Because you can have a wife and a wife. But if you just only a wife, is you still a wife forever?
She's self-tethered.
She just want to masturbate for the rest of her life, which is fine. I'm cool with masturbation.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever you love. She loves herself that much, it'll work.
I like masturbating.
Just get a mirror. Fuck, consummate.
It's healthy. It's probably the healthiest sex you'll ever have. And
it depends on if you wash your hands or not. It depends on if you wash your hands or not.
I'm always guaranteed
to have honestly, just let me know if this is too much. Do y'all wash your hands before you masturbate?
Yeah.
You should wash your hands before you do anything when you really touch something.
All right, just making sure that y'all not gross. All right.
You have to. Especially if you're going up in there.
Oh, my God!
I mean. I'm talking about if you're going inside of your vagina. Sometimes you don't. Every time
I'm sorry. That's
I don't always penetrate everything.
She was not talking to you.
Yeah, I know.
She was talking to
you. Well, you was right. He was actually asking us a question, so I was answering it. If I'm not going up there, because every time I don't always go up there, I don't have to.
I know.
You know, I can just do a little couple of blah, 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 blah. Sit a little quit and I'm good. But sometimes when that ain't working, you kind of got to go up there or give it some reinforcement. Because, you know, your clitoris is just like, it's on the outside and the inside.
Yeah, I watched the thing on Netflix.
Yeah, the sex stuff and goo. I'm happy. You saw that. Yeah. But yeah.
It's a terrible name for
it. It is, but it was very interesting. It's called Sex, Love, and Goop.
That's what you said. I don't know.
It is amazing. I think everybody should watch it. But yeah, so I actually knew that before because I was always in the medical field.
I'm a doctor.
And I worked at LBGYN office for 3.5 years. I mean, 4.5 years. So I can I can probably say I've seen more pussy.
Those guys are
real. I'm pretty sure I've seen more pussy than you too.
Jesus. I mean, I'm not an OBGYN.
I'm not either, but I was always in the room with one. So I saw a lot of vaginas and breasts.
I don't know if you saw more breasts. I'm gonna be honest.
I don't know about that.
That one right there, I'm not sure.
We saw 30 patients a day.
There's a lot of times I saw titties and no vaginas.
I saw 30 patients a day, 5 days a
week. Hell no, man. I had a time.
I had a run, dog.
I had a couple. I got a couple. Let me show you.
Probably even more. Because I could just chaperone with anybody. I didn't have to chaperone just my doctor.
Just saying. I wasn't networking.
We had to, though. They wasn't so going in them bitches. They weren't going in them rooms by themselves.
Y'all got anything y'all want to say before we get up on here?
Coco Gauff won the U.S. Open.
Shout out to Coco. Congratulations.
Oh, I watched Blade Trinity today. So I officially watched all three of the Blade movies for the very first time in my life.
Funniest because it's back.
The That's a very directed question.
But I know what your answer is.
But you're directing it to one specific.
All right, which one?
Because you're asking me two characteristics of this movie that the other two do not have.
All right, which one is your favorite?
Which one is my favorite? I actually think the first one is probably my favorite.
Damn, I can do that. I ain't like.
I think the first one is my favorite.
I might do it tight enough or something.
I don't know. I don't know if I was even hitting the first.
Yeah, I ain't never seen those movies.
Well, I just was like a couple of days ago, years old, the first time I watched them too. So it's not terrible. And maybe it's terrible because I watch a lot of superhero movies, like in general. But no, I think So I don't know what I would make. I gotta change how I describe them because remember yesterday I said that the first two movies, one was the first ass cheek, the other one was the second ass cheek that makes movies. I don't know if the third one is a turd. I don't know if that's what's happening right now. Mr. Hanky the Christmas Fool type shit. I don't know what's really going on.
So like I said, but this one is the funniest that stuff we had. Like I told you, it's all.
Why is I've also Ryan Reynolds is not an actor. Ryan Reynolds is a Ryan Reynolds who gets casted in movies with different names. But he's always fucking Ryan Reynolds, no matter the fuck what. And it works for Deadpool. It does not work for shit with Staleface as Wesley Snipes, if it even is Wesley Snipes.
That was never Wesley Snipes at any of those times.
Where's so the third one is very underwhelming, but also I was tainted with years of bad reviews of the movie in general. But also the movie is bad in general. So it's like they fit. But also I get it and I see the appeal because I'm judging these movies based off my grown ass 33-year-old mind who has been watching superhero movies since at least X-Men came out. So I'm comparing it to everything subconsciously. So
it's not
a bad movie, just in, like it's not really a bad movie. It's just some shit that I can shit on because it's easy to shit on because it's some old shit and I'm watching it now.
Yeah.
But it's a good movie. It's a good storyline. I'm going to watch all of them again. I'm going to watch the first two again because I have probably because my OCD ass can't not do shit all the way. I'll probably watch the third one, but I'm not going to pay attention to it. This is going to be background for some shit I'm going to be doing.
You should watch the Blade anime. It's good.
I have not made it to watching actual anime.
It's good. It's not like it's in English.
Because that makes a difference.
Yes.
It definitely makes a difference.
You gotta read the
no, story. I wasn't being sarcastic. I was being for real. Like, because it makes a difference.
But it's a good story. It's really, really, really good. It's really good. Like, you'd enjoy it.
I want Marvel to hurry up and get this Mahershala Ali Blade thing going out for real.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's been too long. They announced that shit with the Eternals and all that shit a long, long time ago.
Take
but yeah, no, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, all right, so Blade is good, but it's bad. You watch it some more.
Yeah, basically.
Not bad. You got anything you want to tell people before we leave?
I want to say it because I feel like if I say it, then maybe I might not fix it. That I'm going to meet my husband before the end of this year.
So,
before December 31st, 2023, I will have at least met my husband.
Okay.
You will meet him. The rest is up to you.
Yeah. Because I'm over this. tired and already have babies.
Uh-oh. Over is revving.
Yes. No, but no, seriously, like it's a real thing where it's like,
is it?
It's like I think about it a lot, like
You gotta stop doing that because then you'll give yourself a fat and pregnant.
Well, no. I don't want to do that. My shit would come like clockwork. But, no, I'm just saying, like, it's just, I want one. I just think I'd be really good at it.
Oh, I think I'd be a dope ass mom, but I'm glad I don't have kids.
No, I'm glad I don't have kids now, but I am ready for. You know what I mean?
I'm ready for the title.
Are you ever really ready for kids?
I think, or at least you could be like mentally prepared to let it happen. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like before I was like, I was all hell no.
You I know I ain't ready. Like,
quick, clean, though. What you got? What you using? What we have? Wait, hold on, Z. Cause shit, sometimes I'm allergic to latex, but sometimes I even use one just to be picked up. Right. But at least now I'm like, okay, I can let it happen.
Dumb.
34.
You're about to be a Jerry.
Exactly.
That shit is crazy.
That is disrespectful.
Why is elderly pregnancy? Wait, what's the elderly age? Because I was geriatric pregnancy.
35 and older.
Wait, so is it Jerry or is it elderly?
I mean, that's the same thing.
Which one did they use? Like the one that's on the paper says what?
Well, the actual diagnosis they use, it says it says elderly pregnancy or. It depends on which one they use because it could say geriatric pregnancy.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
It's when you shut up.
But yeah, they say that shit. I'm like, that is horrible.
That is not okay.
35 geriatric.
Oh.
It'd be a diagnosis, though. Come next year.
It worked out that that's the part that we saw. Because that shit was so much fucking true.
Yeah.
Literally, if I don't get pregnant by the end of this year, it's going to be a geriatric
pregnancy. Well, you might. Yeah. It could be divine intervention. No.
Oh, I know. I ain't trying to do it like that fast.
No, it's going to be geriatric if she gets pregnant.
Yeah. I'm already prepared
for
that.
Honestly, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not for you.
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, hey, I can't change that, but I can't wait because I know the person that's out there is just gonna be so.
They go to say, "Well, great, you have to be tall and good heart and kind and strong, and they gonna know when to tell you." Shut up.
Yes.
And I know that's really important.
Dick all in my stuff.
That's how you get that. That's how you get the happy ending.
But no, yeah. I think he gonna be great.
So before we get out of here, the quote from around the way comes from my grandmother. And it is, parents, hug your children.
Hell yeah.
Two chances.
Bye.